The Windsor family isn't the only royal clan at war with itself. In a potentially much more serious dispute for global politics, a deep division has emerged in the ruling family of Jordan. We covered this on the program yesterday morning. King Abdullah has put his half-brother, Prince Hamza, under house arrest, accusing him of conspiring against national security. Hamza has since pledged allegiance to the king, but the rift is exposing allegations of corruption in the royal household. Dr. Karima Lachia is Director of the Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies at the ANU, and she's speaking here with RN's Andrew West.
Prince Hamza Al Hussein is a 41-year-old prince in Jordan who is very popular with the Jordanian people as well as with the military leaders in the country and some tribal leaders. He's seen as very pious and very modest, and he has a very uncanny resemblance to his father, late King Hussein, who was very popular in Jordan. He's the son of Queen Noor, the fourth wife of King Hussein, and he was appointed heir to the throne from 1999 to 2004, when in 2004 the current King Abdullah stripped him of his title and gave it to his own son later in 2009. So he's a very, one can say, ambitious, active young prince with clear political ambitions, and he's seen also as someone who is very close to the people and the aspirations of people in Jordan.
You mentioned there, Karima, that Prince Hamza is seen as very pious and very modest in his life. Now, I know this is not a religious controversy, but just how important is his piety when it comes to his popularity in Jordan?
It is, of course, very important because Jordan remains a conservative, traditional society where religion has an important role in daily life. And the link with piety is quite crucial because it implies non-corruption. It implies somebody who is honest in his or her dealings in daily life. And particularly in the political sphere, it means that this person is honest and can be trusted. That also his father, late King Hussein, was seen as pious and modest.
This is a very common thing, isn't it? I'm not suggesting that Prince Hamza is pushing political Islam, but this is a very common thing in many Islamic countries where the secular rulers have been considered corrupt, that those who are more religious emphasize their honesty, their cleanness.
Yes, absolutely right. But this is not linked to political Islam as such, because there is a political Islamist party in Jordan that is linked to the Muslim Brotherhood. And it kind of featured quite poorly in the last elections in November 2020. So it's not really about political Islamists who are not very popular at the moment in Jordan and large parts of the Arab world, mainly because of what happens after the Arab uprising. They were largely discredited to a large extent. They're still there, but not as very popular as they used to be before. But here, piety implies moderation, modesty, you know, honesty in one's dealings, which is linked to Islamic ethics and ways of life. So it's more to do with that rather than with the political sphere. And in the current system in Jordan, it means that there is no corruption, nepotism, or misuse or abuse of power, which is quite common among the ruling elites in the country.
I think it's also important to point out that the Jordanian royal family, doesn't it trace its lineage all the way back to the Prophet Muhammad?
Absolutely right. So it's one of the longest ever serving dynasties in the world. It started overseeing and protecting the holy cities of Mecca and Medina in today's Saudi Arabia from the 10th century to 1921, when the Al Saud house got established with the British. And then the Hashemite family were moved to the Levant to rule in that particular part of the world. And the Hashemite house of Jordan is the only surviving dynasty from the Hashemite family. And of course, it has that spiritual symbolism in the Islamic world because they trace their lineage directly to the Prophet Muhammad and his family. Also, it's important to point out they are the current custodians of the holy sites of Christians and Muslims in Jerusalem. So they do have a very powerful symbolic role in the Islamic world.
And that's Dr. Karima Lachia at the Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies at the ANU, and you can hear more on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon, right here on RN.